There are now two Major League Baseball players who have been suspended pending a gambling investigation. We were talking about it earlier and about whether or not that is potentially more of a widespread problem in not only in Major League Baseball, I guess in all of sports. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know what you do about it. There mm-hmm. are you have involved all of the sports wagering platforms in your sport as sponsors. So right. I don't know. I don't know how you handle that. I guess if you see clear cut evidence that a guy is doing something that is affecting the outcome of a game for his own benefit, then you have to do something there. So
what's going to have to happen is that people are going to have to get severe punishments, mm-hmm. and that's going to be what stops others from doing it, because I'm sure that there is people on certain teams that say, like, oh, I do it. It's so easy to get away with. All you need is one on a team. And then other guys are like, oh, well, if he's doing it, like, I'm going to do it, and so on and so forth. I do, though, Wiggy said this at the beginning, because at first I was saying, I bet over 50% of players do this. Mm-hmm. Wiggy had a good point where if you can bet on other sports and you have the itch, do that. It takes somebody who has, like, a serious addiction to then risk their entire career.
Not a serious addiction. What if you lose money betting on other sports and you know you can win it back betting on your own?
Well, then that means you have a problem, because...
No, it just means you lost money.
No. There's a difference between... Come on, Curtis. I gamble. There's a difference between losing money and now you're in a hole where you go, I got to bet on myself to get this money back. Like, those are two different things.
But you said, what about the players need to have severe penalties? This is one of the unintended consequences of totally and completely ignoring the Shohei thing, mm-hmm. where if they're not going to punish the best player in the history of the sport, potentially...
Then I'm going to do it. I'm a pitcher for the Guardians. I'm going
to
do it.
Right. He's making $500 million. I'm making $5 million. I need to get some money. They didn't punish him. They won't punish me.
It does seem like if you're doing it, you got to be careful. Like, yeah. I mean, it's obvious.
And what percent, Wiggy, of professional athletes go bankrupt after making ungodly amounts of money?
A lot of them.
So but not if you have a way to make money back.
But not every one of them gambled.
I didn't say every one of them.
Jonte Porter is banned for life from the NBA, right? There are people that we've seen people go bankrupt, and then guess what? You know what they try to do? They try to start selling drugs and end up in jail. We see people that do get gambling and trying to win their money back. But as somebody who, I don't have a gambling addiction, but I do enjoy gambling.
You have the itch.
I have the itch. But if you're in a position where you're betting on yourself and you're willing to throw your career away because you are in a hole, you have a problem. If you know in Major League Baseball and in the NFL, and we talked about this before, I think Sean might have brought it up, where they tell you the first thing, and they did it with us, whether, you know, when I played in the NFL, if you bet on the NFL and you get caught, you are going to be banned for life. Every player knows that.
So you would have somebody like Emmanuel Class A banned for life?
No, I'm saying they let you know that if you get caught gambling on your own sport, that you are going to be banned for life. So you know, as a player, know what the rules are.
But that is the rule of Major League Baseball, and Shohei Ohtani was clearly doing it, and they gave him no penalty whatsoever.
That's what I was saying, that I think that the league needs to start punishing players that are clearly doing this for them to make a change,
and
or else it's going
to
keep happening.
It has to be a severe punishment.
Yeah, or else it's going to keep happening.
Right.
Right. And I don't know. Of course gambling can be an addiction. Wiggy's saying it's only if you have a problem. I don't know. Then if 5% of Major League athletes have a gambling problem, that's a large amount of your people that are betting on games.
I'm not saying it's not. I mean, I don't know what the percentage is.
Don't you see what Wiggy said? Like, can't you understand what Wiggy's saying, though, that if you just have the itch, then you're going to bet where you can bet, where it's legal for you to bet.
Right.
For you to take the jump and gamble your entire career away, you have to be jumping the ship a bit and having a bit of an issue.
But there are so many people to make it to the majors in any sport. You are the top 1% of 1% of what you do. And you have not had ramifications for your actions. You've gotten into colleges. You've gotten everything done for you. You're in the big leagues. You're gambling on the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland, and you lose money. And whatever the percentage of that income is, you say, well, I can make it back. And look, they didn't punish Shohei. I can make it back quick and easy. Done deal. Like, it doesn't mean that you have to have this massive addiction.
Well, the Shohei thing, I don't think people are looking at Shohei and going, well, they didn't punish him, so they're not going to punish
Why?
Me.
Why?
Because Shohei is, first off, Shohei was never, he was never caught gambling or doing anything. That's the first thing we have to say.
He was wiring money to a bookie.
No. His handler, or whoever the guy was, that was the guy that was doing it.
No, it was his money. They claimed it was a handler that got into and broke into his bank account to send the money illegally to a bookie. Well,
but was from his account.
It was from his account.
It was from his account, but it was, Shohei was saying it was the handler that was doing
it. So then somebody was using this guy's phone.
The interpreter was doing it. So I look at that and I go, okay, well, maybe Shohei gets a pat. If it was him, because he's Shohei Ohtani.
He just
right?
didn't notice the $15 million gone.
Well, I mean,
but this is
neither did, knows. People neither get did robbed, his financial but, advisor. But
people,
I mean,
but Courtney, you make it sound like people don't get robbed all the time by their family members and don't realize
course,
their money's
but,
getting
but
stolen.
But Shohei basically was like, I didn't even realize right. till all and of this came up. I'm sorry. I don't care how rich you are. $15 million, okay, you're so, going
to
notice.
But that goes to what Curtis is saying. If you're Shohei Ohtani and you have all that money and you feel the need to be gambling on your own sport,
it's like, you got a problem.
Yes.
Okay,
that's
and there's
point.
A lot of people that have
and,
problems.
And, if, and that's what I said. If Shohei has a problem, guess what? Shohei's going to get caught gambling because you just can't turn the switch off.
Yeah.
You can't just go, you know what? I got a problem. I'm like having the itch, you can turn the switch off. But when you are gambling like that, you just can't turn the switch off.
But here's where I'm saying, Wiggy, though. You have Shohei Ohtani, his bank account, wiring money to a bookie.
Yes.
So why couldn't the Cleveland pitcher just say,
his interpreter.
Somebody stole my phone and was placing the bets. It's the same exact thing. One's a bank account, one's a phone.
Well, we don't know what the investigation is for the Cleveland pitcher.
So well, I'll tell you what it is. The investigation is if you're a pitcher in Major League Baseball and you're throwing pitches that look worse than my first pitch at Fenway Park, like this one that you can see on YouTube or on Twitch.
28 times.
Like, look at that. Whoops. then that means you probably have a problem.
And it was like specifically in 0-0 counts with nobody on base.
It's hard to fight that.
Right.
It is hard.
But he probably has a problem.
Yeah,
people are not gambling, and like regular people who don't have an issue, who are willing to throw their careers away and don't have a problem. It just don't happen that
but
way.
But why did so many people gamble as much as you said they did on Bure flying
Because that's
to games?
Different, though. That's like, you know, that's like shooting craps on a corner. Like,
no, but what, you don't have to be putting money on it. You could just play cards.
But, Curtis, you're
it's
trying
because
to...
You're over-competitive.
And it wasn't illegal,
compare,
right?
No, you're
well,
trying
course
to
course
compare
it's illegal to gamble.
Apples to oranges. You're trying to compare guys on a plane or in a hotel room shooting dice, playing... You know, Bure or Tonka, whatever game that you play on an airplane, betting money to people knowing that if I bet on myself, take overs on this, throw games, that I am going to potentially throw my career away. If you gamble on an airplane, there's no ramifications if the coach comes back there.
Which Gerard Mayo like to do a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of guys do it. Yeah. I mean, it's like a lot of guys who go play poker. You know, there's like, you're not going to get through. You know, we did it in the league. Guys play poker in the league all the time. Richard Seymour is a huge poker player. But guess what? If you get caught playing poker at somebody's house, you're not going to get suspended or banned from the NFL. But if you bet on yourself through an app or through a bookie, you know that you are going to potentially throw your career away.
Yeah.
You got to have a problem to do that.
Right, of course, and let's just say it's people who potentially have gambling problems.
Right,
that's a large amount of your populace in Major League Baseball that could be gambling on games.
But I'm not. All I'm saying is those people that are doing that have problems. It's the same guy who can't stop smoking weed or he can't stop drinking, knowing
the Josh
that,
Gordon issue.
Yeah, if I continue to do this, there's a chance that I'm going to get kicked out of the NFL and I'm going to lose the chance to make a livelihood playing this sport.
Right.
And they continue to do it because they have a problem.
They do.
Are these texts accurate that Class A was on that website that you can invest in players when we had that guy in there? Is that I don't know.
I haven't seen that at all.
What was the name of it?
I forget what the name was.
You might want to go. If you invested, you might want to check and make sure your funds are secure on him.
You might be right because there was a Guardians player on that list. I mean, he signed the 5-year $20 million deal.
He's closed though. You can't invest currently.
You can't invest currently.
But he is.
He shorted himself. Wiggy, I just don't
know
how you
get tips from him.
How many baseball players, football players, think they're above rules? Like it happens in every walk of life and everything they do.
So what is the conversation that we're having?
This happens. This is a problem, and it's going to get worse.
Yeah, and what I'm telling you is the people that do it have a problem. So you and I agree.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't think everybody that gambles, just like everybody that drinks, has a drinking problem or a gambling problem. I don't think you have a gambling problem.
No, but if you gamble on yourself, on your own sport, you have a problem.
Also, you don't think a guy who does 17, 18 leg parlays and has never hit one has a problem?
Right. But I don't play.
What are you talking about, Curtis?
Right. Like the amount of the money that you said that you
Playboy
guys bet.
Playboy hasn't hit one in a while, yeah, I gotta tell you.
Well, I did hit my UFC one. It's strictly UFC. I'll see what happens come football season.
Did you know there's a guy named Chris Curtis in the UFC? I wake up Saturday mornings to these notifications. I'm terrified about what I said.
Yeah, no, that's not it.
Not
all right. I need a douche move ruling, but can we get it when we come back? We'll take a quick break. Oh, and also, if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, you will win 4 tickets for Fan Expo Boston.
Heck yeah.
Shime, you excited about this?
Yeah, Fan Expo Boston's awesome. They come every year, and it's basically like the Comic-Con here in Boston. You go to the convention center. There's all kinds of different stuff from, you know, superheroes, TV shows, anime, art and cosplayers, wrestling, everything you could possibly want all in one place. It's kind of a blast.
It is. It's happening the 8th through the 10th of August at the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center, and limited tickets are still available when you go to fanexpohq.com/fanexpoboston. But if you're caller number 9, we'll get your 4-pack, and we should probably do the Pokemon Savant off again.
Oh, I'd love to.
What do we call that? Nerd off.
Yeah.
So we should probably send Jackson over there to get some audio and do that again.
What would you cosplay as if you had to?
What do you mean?
Well, you got to dress if you had to go.
Well, I'm not into cosplay.
But if you had to.
I'm not.
How about a sports radio guy?
I could do that. Yeah. All right.
Could you cosplay as a seafood tower?
Maybe. All right. We'll be right back.